105. Here's another question for you this morning. Do you fully understand the rules and regulations in relation to car seats? We've covered this so many times. Let me speak to an expert in the field, Harry Wallop. Harry, good morning.
Good morning, Frank.
Harry, you've been covering this. You're the sort of person who knows the intricacies of the law. We've discussed it so many times, and to be honest, I get confused about it. Just remind us where we are with these car child seats.
Well, Frank, I get confused too, so I don't think you should be surprised by that, because there are endless different rules and they affect different people. So back in March, there was a big law change involving what are called booster seats. There's kind of, you know, that kind of plastic cushion that you get toddlers to sit on in the back of the car so that you can fit a safety belt, safety seat belt. So booster seats from March had to have a back to them to protect children if children were over a certain size. So the size of the child, essentially, older children now have to have these booster seats with backs in compared with previously. But to really add to the confusion, in fact, parents weren't breaking any laws if they carried on using an old simple cushion booster seat. It was up to the manufacturers to make sure they stopped making the old ones, and up to retailers about how they marketed them. So that's where I think the confusion came in. Lots of parents thought they had to change exactly what they did, and that wasn't strictly true. It's just that if you go into a shop, it's all changed, and the advice you get is going to change.
But for some children, you can use the ones without the back, can't you?
Yeah, for the slightly bigger children. So it used to be children who were up to about, I think, 125 centimetres, if we're thinking metric. It's now gone up to about 135 centimetres. So it's very much for the older children. Essentially, over 4 foot can still use an old-fashioned, just simple cushion booster seat. But, you know, I can remember a decade ago when essentially any child over around about the age of three, a booster was better than nothing, and you should be on a booster. But that's changed. They should definitely, the younger children should definitely have a back with those little wings. And the reason is they are a lot safer when it comes to side impact collisions.
Has that been proven?
Yeah, no, the United Nations advice is very much that if you should be involved in a car crash and there is a side collision, a child in a booster seat with a back to it and those little sort of side wings, as it were, is definitely more protected than a child in a simple cushion booster seat.
Is it being policed, or is it only an issue after there's a collision?
Well, in terms of policing, there have been various people who have been, stopped for having the wrong seats. But the confusion about the law changes, you are not breaking the law if you carry on using one of those booster seats. And indeed, manufacturers making old models that have passed previous safety tests can even carry on making them. The change in the law in some ways was quite a subtle one, which was that manufacturers could no longer bring to market a new model that was aimed at young children without a back to the booster seat. So that's the change. So over time, in car showrooms, you will see more and more advice. And this, you know, the confusion, the fact is, you know, according to Halfords, who did the research on this, at least 72% of people were unaware of the law change. So I think, you know, the real advice is go to a good car showroom, the likes of Halfords, and ask them what is the best car seat to have. And they should be able to explain how you're not actually necessarily breaking the law if you carry on using your existing car seat, but it would be well worth thinking about getting a new one.
Harry, you're a consumer expert and an expert in the field, as they say. Thanks for speaking to us this morning. Thank you.
No problem.
That's Harry Wallop, the Daily Telegraph's a former retail editor, of course.